Welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. I'm Kara, joined by Saya and Rowan, your mystical guides. Whether you're a seasoned witch or a curious seeker, join us to explore spellcraft, herbal remedies, and more. Let's embrace the enchantment, unlock secrets, and discover the magic within. Your magical journey starts here. Welcome back, casters. This is the last episode of 2023, and we're coming back with just a very simple episode, very short, sweet, to the point, but we have some little differences. Rowan is not with us today. She is Christmas shopping and overwhelmed
at the very last minute.
Yes. I mean, I usually do that too, so.
However, in Rowan's absence, we have a guest.
We do. You want to introduce yourself?
So I'm Ray.
otherwise referenced to as Jay.
Yes.
So I'm going to call you Ray J.
Ray J. I've gone by J. Ray. I've gone by Ray J. That's
totally fine. Was it Ray J a rapper?
Maybe.
Ray J was a raptor. No. Raptor. He was a raptor.
He was a raptor.
Christmas raptor. Oh, dear.
Christmas pterodactyl. And the spiraling has begun.
It is because you have on a T-Rex shirt, so.
It's a Jurassic Park shirt. Thank you very much.
I'm so sorry. It's still a T-Rex.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, that's fair.
All right. God, the attacks are already starting. Anyway, this is Ray.
She's going to help me get Saya to read ACOTAR.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is a 3-4-V1. Of people trying to get me to read ACOTAR. I know myself.
Honestly,
we'll give it.
You guys could probably get a Patreon going just to purchase the books. And then you have to read them.
Right? Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, we could probably could.
One sec. This is Kara.
Yes.
And I am Saya.
Yes.
If you can remember,
I do.
Please don't use government names. I hate it. No, it's so weird. Yeah, she would just bleep them or cut them.
I do just bleep them. Although, for any, like, very, very... I want to say eagle-eared, because eagle-eyed is a thing, but I don't know what the ear thing would be. I have forgotten to cut out our husband's names before.
Yeah, you did last time.
Well, your husband's name is an owl. If you're really paying attention every once in a while, I'll let it slip.
Yeah, that's well, that happens. Things happen.
Because the government can find them, it's fine.
Single Pringle over here, so we don't have to worry about the husband's names for my side of things.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Kid.
I have accidentally let Baby G's name slip a couple times and forgot to edit it out, too. But,
oh well. You were talking about Baby Jesus.
No.
Like,
yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, all right. No. This is a different podcast if we're doing that. I don't want
anywho's.
That. Thank you.
Anywho's.
Proceeding forward. I hope everyone had a healthy holiday, because this will be after Yule and after Christmas and after Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. I don't know if there's any others I can recall right off the top of the noggin. But yeah, this will come out after that. Is this going to be in the new year?
It comes out on the 30th. So right before New Year's Eve.
That's so exciting. The very last day. We couldn't have planned that better.
I did plan that.
Oh, well. You were going to say what?
I planned our episodes like backwards. Like when we recorded, so when they came out, I planned them backwards.
That's smart.
That's the only big brain I have.
Yeah, that's why Kara's the leader.
No, I'm... All right, anyways, the point of this episode, we're going to talk about house cleansing for the new year. Because I did the demographics, and anything that's related to Hearth and Home gets a lot of views and listens, so... Why not?
Interesting. Yeah. We were actually talking about kind of like our goals. I think you guys talked about this on a previous episode as well. It may have been the last episode. I'm still catching up to all of the episodes. But I think you guys had talked about like goals for the new year and kind of like your spiritual goals moving forward. And in relation to that and the hearth and home stuff, like cleansing for the new year and all of that, I actually have been looking into Welsh traditions and ancestry.
Do you want me to hold this?
I just like feeling like a reporter.
You look like a reporter.
You do good.
Yes.
Yep. My mother's side of the family is all Welsh, and we have traced back our side of things to like the 1400s, I think, at this point. Cool. Yeah. One of my goals for the new year was to really start diving into that part of my ancestry and looking into like Celtic practices and things like that. And something that started kind of popping up on my on my TikTok, to be honest, is the Mari Lwyd, which is like a Christmas and New Year's tradition in Wales that started in the 1800s. And it's literally, this sounds grotesque, but follow me.
Come with me on this journey. Most pagan things are kind of creepy anyway.
Yeah, it's very like, so people would collect horse skulls from like local farmers from already deceased horses, mount it on like a pole, and then cover the pole with a sheet, and then decorate the horse's skull.
I've seen this, I think.
Mm-hmm. I have seen this. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So the decorations are actually really interesting. Like a lot of times they're ribbons and like baubles and like different things. And usually the horse's jaw is like it's working as well. They will like
move. Oh, they've rigged it so that the jaw can articulate.
Yes.
Articulate.
Yeah. It's a little creepy. The tradition started, we really don't know like the origin truly of the tradition, but it dates back to as early as the 1800s. A group of like men would kind of go from house to house and a lot of times from like tavern to tavern.
Mm.
The group of men that went with the Mari Lwyd were actually called Merry Men.
Oh my gosh, like yes. Robin Hood and his Merry Men.
Well, I mean, Robin Hood was Scottish, so it's kind of in that general vicinity.
Mm-hmm. It's still really funny.
It's very funny. And I guess, so the tradition was that they would go with the Mari Lwyd, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, so apologies to anybody who knows.
All of our Welsh listeners. Yes.
Yeah, all of them.
Listen, I can't pronounce anything, so that's a general disclaimer. Yeah.
And Welsh is so difficult. So
just a bit.
I guess they go to the taverns and knock on the door, and they will sing to whoever is at the door, basically asking for entry. And it's kind of like a rap battle a little bit.
I'm so sorry.
I'm down for this.
If you look, there are videos, and I watched these videos. Everyone is singing back and forth in Welsh, and it's like a song. It's like a traditional song that everyone knows, or you can recite like in rhyme back and forth. I'm telling you, it's a Welsh rap battle.
So what happens if you
rap battles of history?
If you lose, the Mari Lwyd gets to come into the tavern and basically like eat and drink for free.
Hell yeah.
Well, they I'm down get to eat. For this.
Yes, they I'm get to so eat down. And drink. The story is that like they come in and they like eat all your food and drink all your booze, right? But if you win, the Mari Lwyd and the Merry Men have to like move on to the next whatever. Now, also in a modern kind of take on this, the Mari Lwyd is actually asking for like donations to like charities and stuff.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Which is nicer and friendlier. And
yeah, it's fun. A little bit more wholesome.
It's a little bit more wholesome. And kids
forcing
are
people to lose on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably some. Yeah. So I guess, like, traditionally, the Mary Lloyd showing up is, like, seen as a sign of good luck and, like, a blessing for the new year. So if the Mary Lloyd comes to your house, it's, like, a big deal. Now, traditionally, you are still supposed to try to beat them in this rap battle so that they don't come in and
iconic.
Eat all your food and drink all your booze. But, like, it's such a weird tradition, and nobody really knows where it comes from.
It sounds really fey, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
Our resident fey expert has spoken that the Mary Lloyd is fey.
If you see depictions of this creature, it looks very...
Yeah. I've only seen it in, like, a meme. It's like, let me in! Where it's, like, just a picture of, like, a window and the Mary Lou just on the outside. And she's like, let me in.
Hello.
Listen, as someone who identifies as Faye on the occasion, I will sneak into your house and steal your food and drink if need be.
Right.
And I will sing for you first. Mm-hmm. But I will get that food. Because I'm a hungry bitch.
To be honest.
Because you're Italian.
If you... Italian slander.
It's not slander. It's factual.
It's factual. I'm hungry because I'm Italian. I had Alfredo for breakfast.
Earpiece. There we go. Okay. We're good. Technical difficulties.
Wouldn't be an episode without one.
Yeah, for sure.
The other. Oh, the fey-ness, I think, comes into play too with the Mary Lloyd because there's a connection to the Grey Mare. Which is typically in, like, Celtic mythology, the horse that transports people to the underworld. So that's, like, the pagan lore behind it. There's also maybe some Christian lore attached. I just read this today. The Grey Mare is, like, a pagan thing, but then there's, like, the Grey Mary, which is... There's a story about a horse who was with foal in the stable with Mary and Joseph that was kicked out to make room for them. So then this horse who was on the brink of giving birth had to wander to try to find a safe place to give birth. And the fear that's associated with the Grey Mare's appearance is associated with the fear that emanated from this poor mother horse trying to protect her baby. So that's a very kind of weird...
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Coming out here kicking out pregnant horses. What the fuck?
Right. It doesn't really give...
For you to kick out a pregnant horse. Damn it.
Yeah. So that was kind of a weird, like, is this Christian? Is this pagan?
That's a weird... Thing. Like, why then would the pregnant mare be, like, a bad omen?
I don't know. And
you would think it would be a good omen, because after that would be, like, Christ, right? Or... A good figure.
What it was, but that, because that would make more sense to me.
If she lost the foal, yeah, that would make sense.
So that's, I don't know that I'm going to incorporate that for my New Year tradition this year, but historically speaking, that's my heritage side of things that I was kind of looking into for New Year stuff. So I don't know where I would find a horse skull.
Yeah. You might be able to, like, find a 3D printed one.
Right.
No, you can. I mean, you can get them around here really easily.
Yikes.
That's my classroom.
Scary. Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Because you do still lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I have one of those, and I have a wild hog, too.
Skull. Cool. I imagine.
An entire hog skeleton in the science wing.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. What? One of the freshmen last year broke it.
Oh no.
Yeah, they got
a whole hog.
The science department has a whole hog. I have a wild hog skull and a horse skull and a cow skull.
I was gonna say I thought cow skulls were more frequent.
Cow skulls are frequent. Yes. But whoever had the classroom before me enjoyed real bones, so
nice.
Indiana is fake. I will say that. Indiana Bones is fake, so.
Oh, good.
But I am also one of the skeleton. Only... He's my skeleton in my classroom. Her name is Indiana Bones.
Sorry, Ray does not know who Indiana Bones is.
I was very intrigued by the name, but good to know that he's
definitely not real.
I am the only person in the building with an articulated skeleton, yet the science wing has a hog skeleton, but they don't have a human one for health class. They borrow my skeleton.
You guys should just swap skeletons.
Mm-hmm. No, I like Indiana. We wrapped him up in Christmas lights.
How festive.
He looked like he was putting the Christmas lights up in the room.
That's amazing. That's really funny.
That's really
funny. We had fun with him. All right.
It's like so great. Anyway.
Sorry, yeah. I'm fidgeting with paper.
No, you're fine. Fidget away. It's.
I'm awesome.
Yeah. You've been. Ray's been cracking knuckles this whole time.
I didn't realize I was doing it.
It's very, we're very lucky it's not being picked up on the audio.
That's why I said turn on the crisp, because the crisp makes sure that doesn't pick up.
Well, I don't think it would have picked up anyway. They're
probably not. These mics are pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So, Thaya, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you think? What are you thinking?
I'm just chilling. I'm just hanging out. Just not, you know, not thinking about, I'm not thinking about anything too much. Because if I start thinking about things too much, then I start making connections and then I start spiraling. Like the spiral I started when I found out that Lucifer was associated with Venus, and Venus being the goddess of beauty and Lucifer being the most beautiful angel, and all of that being connected, like the first day of research, finding all that out. And I've already worked with Venus, and we just talked about Venus. Last episode, I am spiraling.
It's almost so, as
I don't,
bad,
I
so.
Have. Oh, go on.
My coworker who said that I could be a cult leader, she's researching Medusa and like other like triple goddesses as well, because apparently Medusa is considered a triple goddess, by the way. Fun fact.
I did not know that.
I didn't know.
Yes. I didn't either until she found that one out. But she messages me like a voice message while I'm wrapping Christmas presents a couple days ago. And she's like, so do you think the triple goddesses are related to the moon because they're related to the different life cycles of femininity? And I was like, yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, she goes, yes, absolutely.
Goddess? She had like a complete spiral because she didn't know. So she's starting like to connect these things, and it's fun to watch people connect these things that you know, like for the first time, see them connect it and like watch them spiral because it's amazing.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could be entertaining.
I love watching people spiral.
You're not picking up.
That was a very Scorpio comment. The loving to watch people spiral.
It's very apropos.
It was very, yeah. Yeah.
Is that the correct usage of that word?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that not just the shortened version of appropriate? Appropriate? Apropos?
No. It's a different.
In my brain, it's going to.
It's like three different, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
I'd look it up.
Don't worry about it.
So. Are we discussing the Lucy thing? Because
Lucy,
Lucifer thing.
And don't call him Lucy. First off,
Lucy. Cat's name was Lucy.
Is Lucy?
Whose cat's name is Lucy? No, mine. My cousin has a cat named Lucifer, and she calls him Lucy. Okay.
So my cat's name is Lucius, and we call him Lucy, and then that got changed to Goose because he's got the wobbly kitten syndrome. So it was Lucy Goosey, and then we just started calling him Goose. So his government name is Lucius, but his name is Goose. Lucius Goose.
It's been so long since you explained that to me that he's only been Goose in my brain for the past like 2.5 years.
Correct.
So,
well, in my brain, he was named after Lucius Malfoy because he has beautiful hair.
Yes.
But my husband named him Lucius after Uncle Lucius, the folk country singer. Which, 10 out of 10, he's an excellent artist.
Honestly, both. You know?
Yeah.
Why not both?
Two things can be true. But no, I am probably going to go through my entire living room, which, if you've seen my living room, you know that like the whole wall is decorated, quote-unquote, with my altar. So like I have
that's
like,
going to be fun.
Coffin-shaped shelves that all of my altar pieces are in. So I haven't cleaned them, spiritually or physically, in an unfortunate amount of time. So
dusty. That's probably yeah. really dusty.
It's probably got some bad energy. To be fair, we haven't cleaned them since the situation with my shower happened, which has been like a few months. So, not too dusty, but I do have four animals.
Have you cleaned them since your mother-in-law was there?
Yes.
Or your mother?
Yes.
Okay.
Physically, not spiritually. So we're getting there. That's the big goal. I have the coming week from work off. So I'm going to be removing all of the items, cleaning them spiritually, probably with smoke. I haven't looked at the moon phases yet, but I am more of a smoke gal.
I was about to say, we got a full moon the day after Christmas.
Oh, well, then that'd be great. I took work off. You took work off?
I work in the medical field, and I just started my clinicals, and I did not want to be in clinic for the full moon right after Yule.
Yeah, no, that makes so don't. Much sense.
No, you don't. Want to be there. I'm so glad that I'm People on Christmas put off... break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just really lucky that I work for a company that was just like, you know what, we're just going to shut down for the week That's of nice. Christmas to New Year's. That's so really nice. I have off till like January 2nd. I'm on call next week where basically I just check my email and see if I have any work to do. And then if I have work to do, I'll clock in and then clock out when I'm done. So I don't have like hours to meet and they're paying me regardless. So, which is fantastic. I've never worked for a company like that. Yeah. 10 out of 10 shout out, but.
Nameless workplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Circling back, I think I'm going to smoke cleanse all of my stuff. And one of my big goals is to, because I went through an ancestry print off episode where I printed off every photo I could find of my ancestors and wrote on the back of those photos who they were and what side of my family they were on. And I have just a stack of these printed off photos, and my big project is like getting them in frames or like finding one of those big collage frames and then putting that, like having my own separate like ancestral altar in my bedroom.
Michael's is having a sale on frames right now.
Michael's is always having a sale on frames.
Exactly. So, I mean.
What's so fun, like I enjoy Hobby Lobby. Or Hoblob, as my husband and I call it.
Call it that too.
Do you really? Still Hoblob.
When Rowan and I first went to Hobby Lobby, when they put it in, the first one they put in around here, when Rowan and I went the first time, we went, as soon as we got there, we went Hoblob and like ran inside like little kids.
Yes.
This was in college. So.
What's so funny is like my husband and I went there for like, trying to find like vintage Christmas or vintage Halloween stuff, excuse me, and they didn't have any Halloween stuff. And I realized because it's like the religious beliefs of the owners of Hoblob, but they're the same people that own Michael's.
They're the same people own Michael's. Michael's will go all out for Halloween.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
It might just be a Southern thing.
They have Halloween stuff though. The one up here, they have Halloween stuff in the Hobby Lobby.
They do not at all.
Well.
Welcome
to living in the Bible Belt. Yeah, it was bizarre. Yeah, no, Appalachia produces so many witches, so many folk witches, that it's like, I don't know. It's because the mountains are old and all of our meemaws know something about something. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then, of course, there's always this. And if you haven't read it, please do.
Oh, you should read this book. So,
hold on one second.
Yeah, go ahead. So that was The Telltale Lilac Bush, which is a book of West Virginia folktales written by Ruth Ann Music. And the college that Cara, Rowan, and myself all went to, we had the Ruth Ann Music Library because she was in the town in the college that we went to.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome.
Right, is that right?
Yes. Yes, sorry. Okay. I heard a loud like bang and then boom, 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 and heard Gray scream. So
yeah.
He's fine.
No, go ahead, take care of that.
He tripped. He's fine.
You should see how large her child is.
He's huge. He's three.
How tall
and
is he?
He comes up to my... Hold on. Let's see here. I'm 5'8". He comes up to here.
Yeah. Yep. I, too, have a ginormous child.
Are you?
Yeah, I am 5'8", as well.
God, that's
And my child just turned 8 in September, and he can just about lay his head on my shoulder.
He's a very large child.
He can wear my shoes, and I wear a 9.5.
How tall is Rowan? Do we know how tall Rowan is? Is she also 5'8"?
She's around my height. She's around my height.
I also thought you were reinforcing how short I am. No, I carry myself with the confidence of a much taller person.
Or you wear heels all the time or something.
I don't wear heels.
Nope.
I do not.
You wore heels in college.
No. No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I may have wore boots with a little chunk on them.
You, like, anytime you get a chance to wear heels.
5'8 is just tall.
What is 5'5?
5'5 is gonna...
It's average. Anything under 5'3 is considered short.
That was really backhanded. Really rubbing the salt right in there. Just add the sprinkle of lemon juice, why don't you? Go off.
Well, factually, 5'3 is considered short. So anything above 5'3 is average. So
then that makes you average.
Well, uh-huh. I mean, for women, yes, 5'8 is tall. Okay, I don't like saying it because you know
you're fine. Don't worry about it. I'm just picking.
You know, I'm a perfectly perfect human being.
Yes,
fae.
Thing. Yes,
half fae human creature.
Alien. Probably
Star pod. That was a good sound effect. Yeah, clip
that. It was. So baby G, every time he hears something, I go that says like human or whatever, he goes, "I'm not human," and he runs away. I was like, "Then what are you?" He goes, "You'll never know," and he runs off. I'm like,
"Who taught him this? You or is it?"
That's a
No one has taught him this.
He looks at me too. He goes, "You're not human either." And I said, "Well, what about Daddy?" He goes, "Yeah, he's human."
Who else in the family is not human, baby G?
Utilize that.
Yeah, immediately.
I mean, maybe a bad mom.
I'm just going to be taking him to like, people.
Hold you up to
who are they? What are they? Are they human?
Yeah.
Are they human?
Bring him here. Are they human? Bring him to us.
Like a fae.
Yeah, he's like a fae
barometer.
Beep, 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 beep. Please bring your child to his video. I would like to know.
We won't get him out.
That's fine. Fine. We won't abuse your child's mystical powers today.
Kids are
creepy.
Kids say some really out of pocket stuff sometimes, and there's always a part of me that's like, that tracks though. You know, like that's there's a reason from the mouth of babes is a saying. You know.
Yeah. But it is always hilarious because it happens more than once a day where he'll go running saying that we're not human.
Yeah.
He's such a sweetheart.
He's a really sweet boy.
He is. Like, anytime you ask him if he could do something or if you can do something, he goes, "Of course!"
Oh my god. Aww. What a confidence to carry into the world.
That's so sweet.
He's a cutie. He's a turd, and he's making out like a bandit for Christmas, but, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, he's 3.
Oh yeah.
Three and an only child.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Let's see if I can find... I'll go through the chat to show the cars.
The cars. Jesus. That's not even all of them from that picture.
Oh, that's in the wrong group chat. Sorry, we have too many.
We have all of them.
I think it's this one. Kara, what are you going to do for the new year? Because it's rapidly approaching.
Yep. Well, because, you know, I can't smoke cleanse anything and I can't do fire in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I am making cleaning supplies.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So if you add certain things to like your, like a spray bottle and use it to wipe your windows down, it clears negative energy and it protects from negative energy coming in. And then if you mop your floors with certain things, it takes the, it purifies and it keeps, it, depending on what you do, like you can do all that fun stuff. And then of course, you always, always, always in the new year, you want to sprinkle cinnamon on your front door. Step.
Yeah. I blow it into my front door. To welcome in the wealth into the house.
I have a cinnamon broom like right beside my front door for that.
Yeah. Smart.
But
I live with family right now and they are all very fundamental conservative Christian. Yes, all that. So there's not a whole lot that I can do like in the open without having being like threats lobbed against me essentially. So the cleaning chemicals and all of that, or not chemicals, but like cleaning sprays and things like that is like a safe way to do that openly without you know, being fearful, I suppose.
Florida water is an excellent source of all of that.
Yes.
Just FYI. And it smells great. Smells really good. 10 out of 10 recommend Florida water. Do not drink it. Because I've had people ask me.
Who has asked you if you can drink
it? A former coworker who I found was a witch. The Christian witch from the last job.
She asked if you could drink it?
She asked if you drank it. Like, are you supposed to drink it? No, just because it says water on it doesn't mean it's,
I mean, it's
drinking water.
Well, anything's edible and drinkable once. So
that's true. It just depends on the after effects. Like, you can touch lava, but just once.
But wouldn't that feel so cool?
Like, it would. I bet it feels like putty.
It's really goopy. Yeah.
Right. Oh my god. The tism. No. The sprinkle of the tism is showing really bad. I mean, well,
so what is your favorite herb or plant for purification?
I thought you just shoved that mic in my face.
Sorry.
For purification. I have to think because I use different ones for different like spaces.
Yeah.
So like for my altar, I will do a different purifying process and use different herbs than I would for like my home as a whole. I like using sage a lot, but I also use rosemary a lot because it's like dual purpose, you know, because you can use it for protection as well as purification purposes.
Yeah.
So I do use rosemary a lot. Also, I don't burn stuff in my house anymore. I used to traditionally when I was living in my own home, smoke cleansing was like the way to go, you know, for everything. And so I was burning rosemary and, sage and like lining the doorways with the smoke and all of that every like new moon and at the turn of the year as well. But I think rosemary tends to be a lot subtler.
It is. They just have quite the distinct sage potent has smell.
Very potent. So
that's why I like using lavender for that. It's just lavender smells a little bit nicer. You okay?
Yes.
Do you have really small ear holes?
I do have really small ear holes.
I think your butt is upside down.
It was, yes. Also that. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Yep, we're good. We're okay.
Are you sure? Stare into the camera.
Make a direct eye contact.
Yeah. Anyway. You're fine. Just try not to touch the pad because you'll disconnect us.
Okay. All right.
Hang on. This is not correct.
It's not correct?
There.
Oh.
She's It's shaped like your ear hole, man. It just, you need a mirror. Anyway. Yeah, no, that's why I prefer lavender, is because it's a smell I can handle. It is it also doesn't like trip up my sinuses and my allergies and my asthma as bad as sage does. Sage for me smokes really heavily.
It does. So. Yes. I can give you a nice list of different purification herbs if you wish.
I wish.
You wish.
Okay. I do wish. Please proceed.
In alphabetical order too. I'm gonna go really, really nice here with my notes. You can use cedar and clove. You can use grapefruit. I can never pronounce this word, but it's hyssop. H-Y-S-S-O-P. Hyssop?
Hyssop.
Lavender, obviously. Lemon is a good one. Lemon's a good purification for yourself. So, like, that's why they tell you to, like, drink warm lemon water. Because that's actually, like, a full purification of yourself that you can do every morning. And lemon verbena as well.
We have lemon verbena in our garden if you want.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll have to dry some and ship it to the other gals.
Peppermint. Peppermint's a good purification for the home because it also gets rid of ants and spiders.
Oh, nice. We're going to need that in the summer here.
And I think it's also, I've heard people say that like mints, but particularly peppermint as well, will help with mosquitoes sometimes.
Yes. Spearmint does that, and so does the one that starts with the C.
Peppermint is, any kind of mints are really good for pest control in general. Sometimes they're even good for fleas, too, to get rid of fleas. Yes. You got to be careful with that one, though, because lavender is also supposed to get rid of fleas, but most cats and dogs cannot handle lavender, so you're not supposed to even burn it around them, which is kind of like tricky.
Yeah.
But
citronella, by the way.
Citronella, yeah.
It's good for mosquito repellent.
Yeah. Peppermint's also really good for banishing too. So if you're trying and releasing. So if you're trying to like purify, banish, and release, use peppermint, which is perfect for this time of year because that's when
it really is.
Pine as well. Like so pine is also a purifying plant herb.
Interesting. And we've got pine trees and peppermint candy canes.
You do have to be careful about burning pine because of the amount of smoke that it puts off is the only thing. So, but yes.
But if you're using oils or if you're making your own cleansing tools, like sprays or mopping and everything, pine's a good one because it's also for protection as well as prosperity. So, like, that's a good one. So peppermint and pine. Beautiful winter purification tool, right? Like
you do peppermint, pine, and orange slice, call that your cleansing for the winter.
Oh yeah. And then of course just talked about rosemary and sage. And tea tree. Tea tree is really good. I love tea tree. And witch hazel as well, but I use tea tree for acne medication because it also purifies your skin.
really good for acne, which I think is a little bit more common than tea tree,
witch hazel is more common for that stuff. But tea tree is really good if you get ingrown hairs a lot. Putting tea tree on after you shave,
that's what I use. Yep.
Yep.
I will mix tea tree in because technically you're supposed to dilute it. You're not supposed to put it like directly on your skin.
Yeah.
But I will.
I mean, if you're using it as an astringent.
Exactly. So, but I will mix it sometimes with like whatever I'm using for hydration. So if I'm using like a unscented lotion, or if I'm using like coconut oil, I will kind of mix a little bit of tea tree in there, so that's not quite as harsh. And that's like my favorite thing to do.
You can mix it with aloe gel too. Because aloe gel also has skin clarifying and healing properties. So if you mix them together, it's even better for an aftershave.
How cool. I have a whole aloe plant.
Me too.
I'm just anxious to touch it because it's so big.
Snip it off.
And put it
Plant there. Girl first.
I will.
Plant Girl first.
I'm sure she's going to listen to this and DM me and be like, yeah, go ahead. You're fine.
Go ahead. Do it this way.
Yeah.
We have a
a huge like planter right outside the back entrance to my office, and it has an enormous aloe plant in it, and it belongs to no one, and I am this close. If it's still there when I go back to work, I'm taking that home with me.
Is your work closed for the holidays, and do they have cameras outside? Because you could,
so technically they have cameras, but we don't know if they're actually like on all the time. But also, no one would care. Apparently, it's been there for the last like 2 years.
Oh yeah, just take it.
That bitch.
Yeah, it's yours now.
It's
yeah. Leave it up to any witch to be like, is this plant taken?
Can I have that? It's green and it's fun and I want it.
Yeah, except for when it gets to my house, it just no longer is green and decides to die. So
they did a study about plants actually having emotions, like scientifically proved that plants have emotions. The TikTok that I saw of it was afterwards, it was like a vegan crying.
Yeah. Me.
I am.
It's like, huh, I knew that. I knew they had feelings.
My plants probably associate my house as like a fucking death camp.
Murder house.
Death camp. Seeing their comrades on the shelf beside them just dying from dehydration. It's not dehydration. It's because they're too close to the window and we had a cold snap and they got too cold.
Yep. That's what I have in
mind. Yep. So, I mean, my mother of thousands is doing great.
Yeah. Oh, so. Those things are super pretty. By the way, if you want a clip, I started out with like these little baby mother of thousands, like in this tiny little coffee cup, like 3 years ago. And now I have multiple pots of these enormous. So if you want some,
please come down. How do people mail plants? Oh,
very, very, very carefully.
Very carefully.
Fair enough.
I used to get that, I had talked about it last episode a little bit, the Lunarly subscription mm-hmm. box, and they send you a plant yeah. with every box. Very cool. Carefully, apparently, and a lot of this side up only.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Because they were in pods, I mean. Mm-hmm. One of the ones I got was a tree. Like a little tiny, like, it wasn't going to get any bigger than this kind of tree. Like, that came in one of those subscription boxes. And it had, like, one of those fancy, like, old-timey watering cans with it, too. Ooh, it was a really cool subscription service. It really was. But I could not afford it. It was, like, $60 a month. Nice before I had a kid.
Yeah. Yes.
But, I mean, you can still follow, like, all of their stuff and buy the stuff, like, separately. You just can't get the plants. But they do say which plant that they send out every month. So if you wanted the plant, you could probably get it for a lot cheaper at like a home and garden mm-hmm. store.
Well, that's fantastic. Maybe that's something I'll start doing. If it's just like a plant box every month with some other witchy things in it, then I'd be down with that.
And it always coincides with a new moon. So you always get it a week before the new moon. So it has the stuff.
Which would remind me to do my Lilith work because you're supposed to do her work on the new moon because she's associated.
Dark moon, yeah. But it comes with stuff for like a ritual for that moon specifically because you know how like January is the wolf moon. So if you get the subscription box, you'd get it a week before the new moon in January, which would be the wolf moon, and it has the ritual for it. And I mean, you could also
go. Cool.
Here, but Rowan and I both have the book that they have the rituals that they send.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which has like the full 12 months of all of the
is rituals. Is that the book that was from last episode?
Yeah, the Lunarly book. Nice. Yeah, the Living by the Moon or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here locally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the book that Rowan will be following for next year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
I've been using it for free.
Catch up with.
Yeah. It's a really good book. And if you have the money for the subscription service, it's really nice too, because I've gotten like a really nice candle in it. I've gotten like roller balls with essential oils in it and everything like that. That's all like specifically for those different new moons. It's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Not sponsored, by the way.
No, not
at least not yet.
Listen, if they want to sponsor us and send me a free box, I would be cool with that because I can't afford it.
Yeah. If they want to sponsor us, we'll do a live unboxing. Maybe we'll film it. We'll just do hands.
Hands only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do my nails.
Exactly. And we'll film it, make it, we'll put it on the social media. Maybe we'll, that'll be our first TikTok. Who knows?
Right. For, like, this bounce. Yeah. Yeah.
Put it on the TikTok show. I don't fucking know.
Oh, there's a lot of things coming next year that we're not talking about yet, so.
Not yet. It's just not, it's not the right season to discuss them yet. Which is fine.
Nope. But things.
It's just something people are going to have to listen for.
Oh, yeah. Stick around. It's exciting. Yeah. It's fun. It's new. It's hip. There's more to it now because I just got off the phone with my brother, too. So not
oh, the excitement.
That one, the other brother.
Oh. Mm. I don't really know him. To be fair, I didn't know your other brother. I was about to say. To be fair, I don't know hardly anybody.
All right. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you enjoyed our wonderful guest today. Maybe we can get
her
on again.
Thanks for having me. Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes, 100%.
So if you have any like weird spiritual New Year cleaning that you do, let us know on the Instagram or even in the, that's probably going to be the Q&A question on Spotify. We got a few answers from the poll that we did for the last episode. I know that we had one on Instagram too. What was the results like for that one?
Let me grab it. I'm so sorry. I didn't have that pulled. One sec. I'm panicking. Sorry. You put me on the spot.
Ah!
Panic. We were 40% astrology, 20% gods and goddesses, and 40% hearth and home with a 0 on herbalism on Instagram. But I know Spotify is very different.
Spotify is different. We've got... Sorry, let me stem noise. No, not monetize.
And our friend Loki voted for astrology. Okay. And Rowan's wife voted hearth and home.
All right.
And those are the votes that aren't us.
You didn't have to say that.
Well. I mean, there's a bunch of others.
I was going to say, I think I voted, but I don't remember what I voted for.
So on Spotify, it's looking like 17% for astrology, 0 for gods and goddesses, 17 for hearth and home, 33% for herbalism, 17 for self-care, and 17 for other. And I probably should not put other because I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So I think
I mean,
big
that just
time,
leaves it open for anything.
I think big time herbalism and hearth and maybe home. We'll look into some hearth and home and maybe some like folk remedy stuff. Because it's something I'm also interested in.
I think that would be a good one. As always, if you have something specific that you would like for us to cover in the new year, let us know on Instagram. That's probably the easiest way to let us know.
Yeah, DM us on Instagram, or reply to our story, or you know what? If any of our listeners need to message the podcast, you can either message us on Instagram at The Witchy Spellcast, or you can message me directly on Instagram at The Witchy Saya. Because I will tell you what you need to hear.
Because if you message me, or I don't know about Rowan. Rowan might actually answer, but if you message me, I will just forward it to Saya. Because
I'm going to read it regardless.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
I'm anonymous, so I'll just be a straight up bitch if I have to. So
me.
I don't mind being a bitch to people. I really don't. But there's something about like messaging someone about something that's like business related that gives me anxiety. Like I have trouble emailing my principal when I have
your superior.
Yeah. Right, and it directly affects your livelihood.
Yeah, you know?
Like, but I also have issues like answering messages from anybody unless I know them. Mm. Like if I get a message from like somebody I've talked to before but I don't like have like a full never had a full conversation with them before, I will like stare at the message like,
the worst part about that is the other person can see that you've seen it.
I know.
I think you can turn that off. But anyway.
I was going to say you can turn that off because that is what I do.
Anyway. if you have any topics you'd like us to discuss in the coming year, please DM us on Instagram or Facebook, and we will do our best to get back to you.
Sorry, Lil. I will hide in the corner.
If you like what you're hearing, please go ahead like, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, really. And I guess you could follow us on Instagram, like we've said, and on Facebook if you're still on there with the rest of us boomers. maybe we'll get on X in the coming year or on Threads. But you know, we'll see where the wind takes us.
And how about we try to push this out here? I checked our plays and I sent this in the group chat. 9,088 plays total in all times for the podcast. Can we get that to 10K before the new year? Can we get that to 10K before the new year?
Skyrocketed. If we could get 10K listens, how many? That's like, not that many. That's not that far away. 9,088.
Can we get 10K before the new year? Because, I think, like, we can. Maybe if we can get 10K before the new year, I'd say we can sneak peek one thing that's coming in the new year in our first episode back after the first. I think that's possible, yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think we can do that.
I think we can do that.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and come back in the new year and try to get us to that 10K so you can get a sneaky peek at something cool that's coming. Otherwise, I'm just not going to tell anybody about it until it comes. Like, so if you want to know soon, if you want to know about it beforehand,
we got to get us to 10K.
You got to get us to 10K. And it doesn't have to just be this episode. It can be any episode, because it's all time. Mm-hmm. Like, any episode.
Go back and listen to the Faye episode, man. That was a great episode. It's very spooky. You could listen to the intro to it.
Episode.
It is our top episode. But there's a reason for it. It's creepy as heck.
It has almost 1,000 listens.
Which, fantastic. Go listen to that. Come back. Tell us what you thought of it on Instagram. And hopefully by the end of the year, we get to that 10K and we can announce a few sneak peeks of what the future has for us.
Yep. Yeah, the Faye episode has 856 listens.
Yeah. For good reason.
It's creepy. All right. All right. Catch you later. And Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning in to the Witchy Spellcast. We hope you enjoyed this mystical journey with us. If you've been bewitched by our show, don't forget to subscribe and leave a rating or review. It helps us spread the magic to more listeners. Remember, the power of the craft is always with you. Keep those cauldrons bubbling, wands at the ready, and may your spells always find their mark. Until next time, blessed be.